Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Juliette Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackney. The 4th of July, usually a time when people celebrate the country's independence.
But since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, some abortion rights groups say they have little reason to celebrate. Sean Chitness spoke with protesters rallying on the peninsula who refused to give up the fight.
Supporters of abortion rights came here to Washington Park to keep up the momentum that started after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. They say they will maintain that energy and stick with this cause until abortion is protected across the country.
I just couldn't sit anymore. I had to form one for myself.
Rachel Sear says she's just a mom and small business owner who felt she needed to do more. She knows that in California, most people agree with her, but she still believes they should stand up and speak out on abortion rights.
I understand that maybe I'm yelling into an echo chamber, but I can't not yell.
She organized this rally and march on Saturday, sharing personal stories. Abortions helped her family when loved ones were not ready for a child, a decision she had to make herself before eventually becoming a mother.
I wanted it so bad and I was heartbroken, but I needed the right moment.
Just the latest march out of many since the Supreme Court ruled over a week ago. Supporters of abortion rights say they know the path ahead will require their ongoing commitment.
This fight is just beginning, and that it will take, which makes me heartbroken, a long time for this to be rectified.
July 2nd is a day that celebrates personal protections with the Civil Rights Act signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson in 1964. An accomplishment after decades of struggle for equality.
Women's rights matter!
Some attending this event believe the country is moving backward from its own history, taking rights away. This November, voters will decide if abortion should be a protected right in California's constitution.
I appreciate that so much about this state. I love living here, but now I feel like I'm trapped here.
And while plenty of Americans support the Supreme Court's decision as a confirmation that government is working to honor the Constitution, others see it as a defeat to democracy on the July 4th weekend.
I have never felt less free on Independence Day.
Reporting in Burlingame, Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
There's new video into the newsroom of a sight that is all too common in San Francisco. Line of parked cars targeted by smash and grab robbers. This along Lake Street near the Presidio today. Thieves punched holes into windows and left windshields shattered. One car so damaged that owner covered the passenger door with a tarp. Earlier today, the police told KPIX that no report has been filed. And in San Mateo County, Hillsborough police are investigating a string of home break-ins that happened just minutes apart. Three homes broken into between 9 and 10 last night, with thieves smashing windows and glass doors. In one case, they broke into a second-story window. A number of rooms were ransacked at a home on Roehampton Road. A neighbor called police when they heard a burglar alarm and seeing a white SUV drive off.
This 4th of July weekend, safe and sane fireworks are on sale in parts of the Bay Area, but they are getting tougher to come by. As Max Darrow reports, even the safe and sane ones aren't considered safe by many in the Bay Area counties.
We're in San Bruno, one of the few places throughout the Bay Area where you can still buy fireworks. You can only buy the so-called safe and sane fireworks here, but even these kinds aren't allowed in a lot of the Bay Area.
Okay, we'll get this one, and which one do you want to get?
Buying fireworks is a 4th of July tradition for the Medina family.
We like the fountains.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Sergio and his son Jonathan left with quite the haul of safe and sane fireworks on Saturday.
Yeah, we try to do it every year while we still can.
Safe and sane fireworks stay on the ground and don't shoot up in the air.
On Monday, I can expect to have a line of people waiting for me while we're setting up the booth.
But that designation doesn't mean they're okay to use everywhere. In fact, most communities throughout the Bay Area have banned all fireworks.
In San Mateo County and Santa Cruz County specifically, all fireworks are illegal, even the safe and sane, unless you're in the city of San Bruno or city of Pacifica. That's the only place you can use safe and sane fireworks.
In the city of San Jose, all fireworks, even those labeled safe and sane, are illegal to use, own, or sell.
Safe and sane don't fly in Contra Costa County, Napa County, and most of Santa Clara and Sonoma County either.
So we're kind of on pins and needles here, just waiting for the fire call to come in. It'll probably
Captain Jordan Moda is with CAL FIRE based in San Mateo County.
Typically along Skyline here, right where we are at the Skylanda Fire Station, we see a lot of fires along Highway 35 at the Vista Points and things like that, and along the Vista Points along 280 as well.
Thank you so much.
Back in San Bruno, where safe and sane fireworks are allowed, vendor Stephen Hardin says the proceeds help community nonprofits.
For the Legion, the VFW, and the Marine Corps League, we use it for our programs to help veterans in the communities.
David Tufo bought some fireworks for his family on Saturday.
And we usually do this every fourth.
He tells us he plans to be extra careful. His hope for everyone's celebrations this year.
Just as safe and everybody enjoys himself without any problems.
Happy fourth.
In San Bruno, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
4th of July gatherings are happening as COVID cases spike yet again. At last check, California's test positivity rate shot up to just shy of 15%, and that's up from about 13% last week. It's all fueled by new virus strains that are highly contagious but generally won't cause you serious diseases if you are vaccinated.
If you are somebody who's unvaccinated or older in particular and unboosted, you're going to have a higher chance of dying regardless, even though Omicron is billed as a less serious COVID.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong says that if you do plan on attending gatherings this weekend, you should wear a mask and have taken tests in the days leading up to the event.
All right, let's take a live look now at our Bay Area airports, which are jam-packed this holiday weekend. And yes, expect long lines and delays nationwide because of cancellations. In fact, according to FlightAware, SFO has seen 22 cancellations in the past 24 hours. But at last check, Oakland has seen none. And if you are staying in the Bay Area, you can take your family to the Marin and Alameda County Fairs. And after 2 years of restrictions and shutdowns, organizers are seeing record ticket sales in Marin County.
The Reyes family is excited the Marin County Fair is back after a two-year break for COVID. The fair is their family tradition. But this year, instead of just riding the rides and walking the midway, this family is on a mission.
We have been here, coming here for 20 years as a family. This is our first time ever having a booth.
Their booth is all about the beads, 80,000 of them, and they have a prime location next to the big Ferris wheel.
They loved it because they don't have anything like this, and they've never had anything like this in the fair.
Also new at the fair this year is a giant sunflower. It is the national symbol of Ukraine and meant to be a show of support.
There are things going on in this world that we still need to fight against.
With the world seemingly spinning out of control, people may be ready for a fair. Advanced ticket sales have already broken all records.
I don't know, maybe the skinny green one right here.
And back at the bead booth, they're getting ready for a crush of kids.
Although kids can be chaotic, and I hope it's not too messy.
For Nicole and daughters Charlie and Alex, this fair is like a flashback.
Oh my goodness.
They would never wear a pony, but we're right here. It's so funny.
The memories, the smiles, then and now. A family using thousands of beads to string together new memories at the Marin County Fair.
To the fire watch, crews in East Contra Costa County jumped into action today to stop a building fire from spreading. Flames leveled an abandoned house and burned brush on Skelly Road in Hercules.
We had palm trees burning over here, so it was spread out quite a bit, but the crews jumped on it pretty quickly to get it knocked down.
Crews are mopping up to make sure there's no flare-ups, and there's no word on how the fire started.
Before we go, hey, it is free fishing day. Go get out there. That means one of the only days of the year that you can fish without a license. It is a low-cost way to give fishing a try. If you couldn't get out on the water today, guess what? The second free fishing day is set for September 3rd, which is also a Saturday.
And by free fishing day, I guess they mean you don't need a license to fish.
You don't need a license. And if you, I guess, fish on days that aren't free, that ticket
you,
can
you
be...
You have to have a license, yeah.
Right, that ticket can be like anywhere from $100 to $1,000.
Where do I catch 20 trout? Can I keep them?
You...
That sort of thing.
Aren't you supposed to throw it back?
Well, I'm hungry.
All right, thanks for watching. Burns hungry. We'll see you back here at 11.
Till then, there's news on KPIX.com. We'll see you at 11.